was a little hot water music.
We like hot water music. They're very good. They're just good old. They're rock and roll. I would say they have a. There's another band called Blacktop Cadence, which is basically hot water music, and they're more of the emo tip. You know, the start stops, the different use of dynamics. But hot water music is kind of the angry punk rock ethic, but with, you know, much better musicianship than most crappy hardcore punk. Check them out. I think that song Rooftops, On the Rooftop Screaming Baby, I think that's a great tune. That's a very good tune, and you know, I gotta thank some of my homies, my musical homies for, yeah. Here's one for me and one for my homies. As he pours his
dump out some milkshake on the ground.
Exactly, on the ground. But they turned me on to that and turned me on to the wonders of Man on Boy Love. So I'm a card carrying member of NAMBLA.
No, don't start.
I'm just kidding. NAMBLA, National Association of Man on Boy Love. It's disgusting. It's a horrible thing. Never mind. I'm just burying myself with all sorts of people now. Save me, Mark.
Okay, well, Eric's got a lot of issues, and you can now incorporate that information when you're, you know, trying to decipher his advice that he gives you on your problems during...
Free advice is better than no advice, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth.
Audio advice column.
Didn't that lack a little something?
Well,
little
verve. Funk.
Does Matt usually say that?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't pick up. I was.
It's Eric not was your supposed job. To run with that one.
I know. I froze like a bunny, though.
You were supposed to bare ass during it.
So can we get some ass? Oh yes.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Look at that. You do have a crack. Look at. There's Tulsa right there.
Sorry,
on top.
Sorry, Tulsa.
Oh.
I'll apologize to the governor later.
We were thinking about going to Tulsa over break, so if you could just... That's a very quick and direct route, is right up your butt crack.
Yeah, seriously, so. don't get on the highways. It's treacherous.
What Jail Is Like, WEFT Champaign, 90.1 FM, the semi-legal ID for the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay.
And what are we dealing with first?
First phone call we had is from the lovely Miriam out in Tolono.
Oh, Miriam.
Feel bad because I hung up on her once because I'm not too sure how to use the phone system here. Being omnipotent and all, I still can't figure out phones. But Miriam wants to know how to get a guy she likes. The guy's name is Anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, first of all, you can flatter Anonymous by saying you've read all of his stuff.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly, because that's exactly what I wanted to say. And I'm very mad at you for saying it.
Right out of the gate. I'll take that joke, please. Thank you.
It's like a shopping spree. It's like that supermarket game where you're running down the aisles and trying to grab everything. And you
Seriously.
I just took your turkey.
You could, you took my, I was looking for the diapers.
Oh. Diapers are a big money object.
They really
are. But the turkeys, man, because it's by the pound.
The turkeys.
Anyway, Miriam wants to know how to get a guy she likes. Anybody got any ideas? We're guys, so should be well qualified to say what a guy wants.
What usually works, okay, what girls usually do that works on me is you have to be really frigid, unresponsive, maybe even a little bit mean and nasty. Mm-hmm. Usually the meaner and nastier, the more that I like these women.
Audio footnote, frigid is a personality trait. You're a cold person. And audio footnote.
And I don't know if that's really good advice, because I think I've got a...
skewed perception.
I think I'm just wrong.
Well, I've got what I think is a fairly normal, conventional perspective on women. And let me just say that nothing turns me on more than a chick who swings around on grappling hooks. If you were after me and you wanted to get me on a date, I would suggest don't walk, get out the grappling hooks, you know, maybe spin some webs like Spider-Man, swing everywhere. I see you swinging down the street on a grappling hook, feet not touching the ground at any point, I'm going to be impressed.
Personally, I like women who are rendered in 64 bits. Polygonal, and with proportions that are just inhuman.
Yeah. I saw you turning down some fly 16-bit mamas saying, I don't go for that 16-bit stuff.
A little bit
stuff.
Too boxy for me.
Girl, you ain't enough bits for me.
Right. I like my girls polygonal.
Wait, no. What was the question?
3D.
The question, okay, she likes this guy. She wants to get him him to like her.
I guess she wants to. How do I get him?
How do? Oh, just that's.
So I mean, if you want to possess him,
it's pretty vague. Mm-hmm.
You can go the rent this wonderful. Well, not a very wonderful movie. It's actually kind of crappy, but a great movie called great movie in terms of badness called Boxing Helena, starring what's her Sherilyn Fenn and that Julian Sands. Is that his name?
The warlock guy.
Yeah, the warlock guy. Where he really loves this woman. He's in love with her, and then she gets hit by a car, and she's kind of paraplegic. So he keeps her. And then she starts to get the use of her arms and legs back, so he cuts them off. He amputates her arms and legs and keeps her in a box. Hence the title, Boxing Helena. I'm not kidding. So you could do that, you know, rig up a truck accident and then...
Another option is to follow the example of Gretchen Mol in the film The 13th Floor and construct a virtual reality world and warp the guy's memory, place him in the virtual reality world. And let him live out his life there. And
that's the only Mollian thing you should do, because otherwise, Gretchen Mol is a horrible black hole of existence. Look, I'm I'm sad. Look, I'm happy.
Look, I'm cute. Oh wait, that's always.
She's not cute.
I think she's not. She's kind of cute, but she's cute in the sense that cute is like her like, it's yeah, like exactly. An emotion like, for her.
Yeah, it's like. I get by on being cute.
Yes.
Okay, back to Miriam.
Yeah. Miriam, you know what? If this guy don't want you right out of the gate, he ain't worth it.
Oh. Sister, you obviously got it going on.
You got it going on. You listen to our show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do. You need to tape this right now. Okay, go get a tape, Miriam. Go get a tape. Seriously, Miriam. Stop giggling. Go get a tape.
Miriam, you can tape over the Gilligan's Island theme song. I doubt you're ever going to listen to it again. It was a passing phase. Just let it go.
All right. All right, you got the tape? Put the tape in the tape deck, Miriam. I'm being serious. If you really want this guy, put the tape in the tape deck. All right, now, what we're going to do is we're going to tell this guy, being big, huge radio celebrities that we are, we're going to tell this guy that if he doesn't date you, he's cursed. That, you know, we will ridicule him forever on the air.
And, you know, obviously everyone's been trained to believe that everything that comes out of the talking radio box is true. So, it should work.
So, on three, you hit record, and we're just going to record a little message for this guy, okay? All right, so, now on three, not like Troopia, and don't hit the button and then turn it off right after three either, like Troop would, because, never mind, my moment of silence for Madeline Kahn was so disrupted last week. So, one, two, three. All right, listen, guy.
Yeah.
Take a good long look at Miriam. All right, she got it going on. Matt, wouldn't you say she's got it going on?
I probably almost comparable to a pot of neck bone.
Yes.
Sister is all that, a bag of chips, and a pickle on the side.
And supersized drink.
With free refills.
Yes.
Sister got free refills going on.
So you best. She's got
poise.
Grace.
And grace, and that little bit of something that you just.
And her mom and or dad don't mind. Driving you guys places when you want to go out. So listen, take the nice lady out, you know, buy her some flowers, lavish her with gifts, and if you don't, we're gonna make you cry every every Sunday for the rest of your existence. We will find you and make you cry.
I'm actually, can I sing the song that Miriam wrote for this anonymous boy? Okay, goes, I mean, it's written on a sheet of paper here. I don't really know the music. But I'll do the best I can. Okay. Anonymous boy, I'm sitting here thinking about you now. Anonymous boy, I love you so. I'd like you to have a milkshake with me next Wednesday. Oh, next Wednesday. You'll have the opportunity to make me a very happy woman. Signed, Miriam.
I just thought I'd add in the shoop shoop.
Oh, it's great. Oh, yeah. It's great. I'm so, sure Miriam.
All right, hit. Okay, you can hit stop now, Miriam.
So, in summary, Miriam, you're fan-freaking-tastic. And,
bring us milkshakes.
Yeah. Just be yourself, and any sucker would don't go for you. It's crazy, man.
Bad, bad human being.
Next up on the list.
And I feel really bad because I had hung up on Miriam accidentally when I answered your call, and I didn't get your name. But a young lady, it was a young lady. My mind is scattered, so if it wasn't a young lady and it was a young man, you know, please forgive me. I was freaking out for hanging up on somebody. Her father is very, his or her father is very religious and keeps buying very religious themed gifts. Hmm. Unfortunately, the caller is atheist.
Ooh.
And wants to know what to get their father for Christmas this year.
This is that's actually a huge problem that I personally had throughout high school. My religious gifts were for birthday and Christmas heavily religiously themed. So.
I saw that Jesus Christ telephone your mom got.
Yes,
and, where you lift him up off the cross and talk into his back.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Just hang back on the cross, hang up.
Yeah, and I mean, I would.
You always feel bad about putting him back on the cross, though. But the thing is, nobody would be able to ever call you again.
He'd off the hook.
I wouldn't call myself an atheist by any means, but I do worship a rather confusing pantheon of gods that includes Chuck D and Greg Dooley of the Afghan Whigs near the top. So Jesus Christ, you know, it kind of confuses things a little.
So what's the gift for the father who loves God from the daughter who doesn't?
Well, see, the thing is that there's so many gifts you can buy. It's not like they make a sacred drill as opposed to, most hardware is secular, in fact.
You'd be surprised what you can get
only,
over it.
Only Satan's hardware.
Well, of course, I don't shop in a lot of Christian hardware stores or anything. But, I mean, there's a lot of gifts that you can get that they don't come in the sacred variety, such as orange juice, as far as I know.
Oh, right. I just want to say real quick as a side note that Christianity is now like the grunge of the late 90s. Like, it was cool to be grunge in the early 90s. Now, get yourself a wooden fish, kids. Because it's time to be Christian.
And that's going
to
be awkward as all hell in 7 years.
Oh, you know, actually, the response to the Darwin fish that you might see on the back of people's cars.
I love that.
I saw it the other day. It was like another fish eating the Darwin
fish
or something. It's like another Jesus fish eating the Darwin fish.
Which means that Christianity horribly mauls the opposition when they have a point.
Yes. Christianity does not argue. It swallows whole.
It destroys.
But I don't know. Your father might think that's clever.
I don't know. You could, if you're looking to, you know, institute some subtle change in your father, you could give him a gift that kind of disproves the existence of God, such as, I don't know, a platypus. What the hell point does a platypus have? You know, what rational creator is going to plop the platypus down?
Right, I was thinking more like a copy of any Hanson album.
That's true.
You know, something that proves that, that the satanic forces have won. And that if there was a God, he is dead or just not paying any attention. Also, you could just get him a big T-shirt that says, "I'm an atheist, you jerk." And that way, when he wears it, he'll kind of remember when he goes out to a store. Oh, or a picture of you, even better, with the words in a frame that says, "I'm an atheist, you jerk." I think that might be good, too. A big picture of you, smiling and happy, with an upside-down cross on your forehead.
You know, you could.
But doesn't that symbolize something else entirely? Or is,
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
Are you a militant atheist or just kind of one of those, you know, laid back atheists?
When you're stuck, when you're really stuck on Christmas gifts, I always go back to the ethic that always won big points when you were a little kid and didn't have any money and hadn't gotten a gift. You make something at the last minute. So maybe, you know, find a squirrel, kill it, crucify it. It doesn't necessarily connote, like, religious belief on your behalf, but, you know, it can also be, you know, interpreted as, oh, look, I made a Jesus squirrel.
That's the next...
The Jesus
you just
squirrel.
Gave so many Christians the idea that's the next big Christian gift item. Look, it's the Jesus squirrel!
Followed by the Jesus rat.
Yes. When squirrel supplies are running low.
And then the Jesus lizard. All right.
The Jesus bird. I think the Jesus snake's...
So I think we've given some phenomenal ideas out here. I'm pleased with myself. I don't know about you.
If you need advice on how to get to sleep after this, you can call us back and we'll give you more advice.
Well, please call us back after during the next song and let us know what your name is at least, because I feel bad for not getting it. So we can give you some recognition on the air, okay? Otherwise, I think you've got some good ideas to pull from.
Okay.
We have one last call. James.
James.
From, I believe, Champaign. Urbana now? Who knows?
I don't know.
Calling about his clocks are stopped. Or wrong. Sorry, his clocks are wrong. And he wants to know what to do about that.
Okay, well, obviously, setting them to the right time is you've done a good job identifying that's far too easy, the simple route.
Well, you don't want to just, you know, it's like a parent. If the kid is having trouble in school, you don't want to do their homework for them.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, you want to teach the clocks what they're doing wrong.
Exactly.
You know, you got to get them to understand the concept of an hour.
Make a Jesus squirrel and place it in front of all your clocks. See how they react.
Well, see, if this is the James I think it is, the other day eating the French fry was too easy. He was trying to figure out some other way to ingest the fry. And I ran up against a brick wall. I couldn't think of anything. But eventually I saw him sewing it into his arm. And I don't know if he got the proper nutrition by doing that. But
there's something to be said for people who, you know, take the road less traveled.
Right.
You could, I don't know, train your clocks. You know, don't feed them until they start displaying the right time.
Or just be adamant about the fact that your clocks are right. You know,
that's true.
Just go places and be like, no, it's eight.
Well, the thing
is eight. Your clocks are wrong.
You run into the paradox where different clocks in your house say different times, though.
Mm-hmm. So whichever
you're room,
right? Well, what you do is you take both clocks, put them in the center of the floor, and let them have a battle royale. Whichever one wins is the right clock.
Last clock standing.
Yes.
I'd also say, how about breaking into or sneaking in or sneaking around your friends' houses and changing all their clocks to read what your clocks read? So, like, that way you're all... Nobody will know that your clocks are wrong.
It's kind of tricky when they have a wristwatch, but you can pull it off.
Oh, just... You'd be surprised with the practical applications of a 2x4.
Oh, the Hardy Boys. You know what I mean? They were always chloroforming the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
I mean,
Chloroforming the...
Chloroform.
I have a feeling that this James character, he's got away with people. I mean, I saw him the other day, and he started, like... He just kind of started swaying his head from side to side, and pretty soon these undulations just were going through his entire body, and I fell asleep. And like, if he was able to do that, people would fall asleep, he could change their watches, and they'd be none the wiser.
Audio footnote, for those of you, still keeping track, what is this Matt Menner guy giving me that Matt Trupia does not? Answer, the word undulating. End audio footnote.
Hey, would he be sixpence none the richer, too?
I think so.
Yeah, that's another Christian reference for all you kids. There's a band, Sixpence None the Richer.
I know.
A bad band.
Kiss me.
Didn't they do that Nas cover that's out right now, too?
Nas? Did you say Nas?
No.
Did they do...
Sixpence None the Richer covering Nas.
A crappy folk rock rap compilation?
Didn't they do the cover of the Laws, There She Goes, that's out on the radio now?
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay, so there... Just real quick, audio footnote. The Laws... song There She Goes, definitely about romantically pining for a woman. Sixpence None the Richer, a Christian band with a female lead singer, singing a song about romantically pining for a woman. Christianity has an anti-homosexual dogma.
Wait, did they change it to There She Goes?
I know, I think it's still There.
There
did,
She Goes.
Oh, did they?
If it's what I heard on the radio the other day, I just don't listen to much radio.
Yeah, no, it is. But it's a female singing that song.
Yeah,
so
I heard that last night.
There She Goes. Yeah, they didn't change it. Now, both of you get out of my audio footnote, because I'm locking up. Turn out the lights.
We used to have an open door policy.
Hey, well, I got to put the chairs up on the tables and sweep up.
Fine.
What is audio this? Footnote. Cuba? You jerk.
Floating as refugees over to my audio footnote.
All right, so come on. Anyway, what do we do? So... I mean, is that it?
Are you closing the audio footnote?
I did. I already said. I already closed. Look, it's all locked up.
Okay.
Jeez, you people.
We've tossed out some ideas. Other ideas include smashing the clocks with a hammer.
That's a good one.
Buying new clocks. Stimulate the economy in that manner.
Painting
the correct time on the clocks.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Or maybe adding numerous hands to your clocks so they're always displaying the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to decipher which time is the right time.
Committing your clocks to the pavilion to get the help that they so richly deserve. It's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's a good solution.
All right, so that's it for James.
Okay, quick shout-outs.
Anybody have one?
Got a quick shout-out to a good friend of mine, Julie Williams. She's studying for organic chemistry right now. She's got a final tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and... I'm wishing her the best of luck.
To Tom, come down from there.
Yes, to Alan, you're right. You're, no, just jump. Okay.
That's about, wait, I was actually I do have another shout out.
Yeah.
I want to make to oregano. It's just really good on like pizza and stuff.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. All right. Continue to be good on on pizza. Oregano is, I think, what we're saying.
You're good.
All right. It's about 11:11. You are listening to WEFT Champagne 90.1 FM, specifically What Channels Like, Improvisational Comedy Radio Theater, Super Bad Funky Talk.
Fresh.
Yes.
Minty fresh.
At times, dangerously fresh.
And lint free.
Oh, lint free. So, coming up right about after this song is going to be the public service announcement portion. Something to do when What Channels Like isn't on. And a thoroughly entertaining segment while What Channels Like is on. So it's going to be fantastic. If you got anything that you'd like to say to us over the phone, please give us a call. 359-9338 as the music plays. Otherwise, just sit back and enjoy the tunes.